So, Leslie, over the years, with what you do with the charity, you must have met some incredible people and had some really amazing moments with different families. Are there any that stand out in particular?
Yeah, all of them are amazing, I have to say. Some of them fight the odds when people think they would not be able to fight the odds, and they do. Obviously, the sad thing is, and all too often, we lose a child, and that's just the saddest thing. But I always sort of take away from it to try and keep strong myself for the family is, well, at least we got that wish done, and at least, you know, there were smiles and they met that famous person or they did this amazing thing. So the ones that stand out, I suppose, really are the ones that we love and then lose, because you realise what a difference you made in their life and that you made it in time. Which sounds a bit dramatic, but that is honestly how I feel. That's what drives me through. Otherwise, as you know, I'm just a heap on the floor.
So tell us then, give us an idea then about what some of these wishes have been. Sort of what can you do for people? You mentioned they could meet famous people. There might be somewhere they've always wanted to go. Give us an idea of what you can do for them.
So we do literally anything, providing it's not, you know, something that's costing hundreds of thousands of pounds. But we do the Disney trips off to Paris, and we have a little girl going there in a couple of weeks. They always love the holidays. They're holidays that they might not have ever been able to have made because, one, the expense, but two, it's a magical moment of memories. And some of these people don't know what's around the corner, or maybe they do. The other thing we'll do is meet famous people. I've just done a wish not so long ago for a young girl with cancer, and we granted her wish. But one of the things we kept trying to do was make contact with Gordon Ramsay. So he was bombarded by me, probably, and by the dad, I've got to be honest. And we thought, oh, you never get to these people. But lo and behold, Gordon Ramsay sent us a personal video to the girl. So she will be going off to London to be cooked for by Gordon Ramsay. Other things are equipment, which is quite sad because I don't think I should be providing equipment. However, we don't live in a perfect world. So there's an all-terrain wheelchair that was funded both by myself and a corporate because it was very expensive. And it's actually changed that person's life because they were very limited where they could go. Now there is no limit. And they can actually use it almost like a car, if you like. Meeting the Manchester United team was a great one a few years ago. And Sir Alex Ferguson was just so kind. You've got a wish, you have to just give it to me. And I'll do it if I possibly can, but I very rarely would ever give up.
Yeah, I think you probably do achieve all of these wishes. Tenacity is what it is, isn't it?
It is.
And all of this, obviously, is in memory of your daughter.
Yes.
And what a beautiful way to remember her.
Well, she lives on the Isle of Man through all of these children.
And we mentioned how, obviously, this is something that is, you can only do this, you're only able to do this by the support of people who are able to put funds in. None of you take any money for this. None of the staff take any money. So all of this goes into these wishes. The Sporting Bears contacted you and asked for you to be the charity represented by some very special dream rides, they're called. I mean, this sounds super exciting.
I think I was very shocked. I'd heard about it quite some time ago. Just saying, was it something I would be interested in being supported by? And I emailed back and said yes. And then was shocked when it actually came to fruition. And it just sounds like such a fab thing for the island as well. People are going to be able to go on these rides, and every penny they raise is going to Wish Upon a Dream. So the Isle of Man is very lucky to benefit by such an event, and that my charity gets to be supported. So I think it's going to be quite exciting.
It should. I've had a little bit of insight into this, and I've been told that the cars that are coming over are just once-in-a-lifetime opportunities to ride in these cars, hence them being called dream rides, and you get taken around a little section of Douglas so you can experience what it's like in these
cars.
Up
over the coast.
Yeah.
Also, what was really nice was they've asked to discuss with me about choosing one or two children that I think it fits what they love to do. So they're going to get their dream ride courtesy of the Sporting Bears.
Oh, that's fantastic. What a fabulous opportunity. Well, September the 17th is the day that you need to be aware of for this. And that is a wonderful opportunity for anyone on the island to go and have one of these rides, but also to support this brilliant charity that Leslie heads up here. Leslie, for anyone that's listening that does know someone that might be able to benefit from this charity, how do they apply for these wishes to be granted?
Just email wishuponadream@manx.net or look on the website for the details, or telephone 229 229 or text me. I'll come back to you. The process starts, and it's a very simple process, hopefully to make some dreams come true. Obviously to make me cry yet again.
Completely understandable. Leslie, it's always lovely speaking with you. Thank you so much for what you do for the children of the Isle of Man.
No, thank you.
You are appreciated.
So much. Thank you.